7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Terrible judgment there, terrible, and I can't explain it. They, as I said, Mattia really needs to get in on top of that and make some serious changes, I think, there now.
No, I got to agree. I really have to agree. But before we discuss any of that, I should tell you that it is, in fact, 1930. MooTC, and that means you're listening to Bowling for Cows! Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Bowling for Cows, sometimes known as the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and I am your chairman, the chairman of Bowling for Cows. And not only am I the chairman of this committee, I'm sitting here with the sergeant-at-arms of this committee, flopped over here in the kitty business pit on the banky, trying to shred my ankles with her face tucked into the back of my knee. That's right, it's Pippa. Pippa is sitting here, and now she's trying to go to sleep because she thinks this is a kitty business sleeping pit. This is not a kitty sleeping pit. It's for business, kitty business only. It's for kitty business. Oh, so why is my cat trying to fall asleep? Well, we've been sitting here watching racing. We had to watch some F1 racing today, didn't we, Pippa? Yes, we did. And Pippa's very happy that her driver, Lewis Hamilton, did so well. Yes, you're so happy. So we've got a happy cat who's now trying to sleep in the kitty business pit. Okay, so it's time to pour some more tea. I am sitting here drinking tea, trying to deal with my sinuses, because it's sinus day once again. Yada. And you may be wondering what kind of tea I'm drinking. Oh, it's delicious. Well, I am drinking the Gingin May once again. I thought for a few seconds about changing it up this morning as I was making it. But then I said, no, I want more Gingin May. And it's so delicious. It's good, isn't it, Pippa? Pippa says, hey, you stopped petting me. What's happening? Ah, good tea. Yeah, I'm sorry I stopped petting you. Yes, hello. I had to drink the tea. I had to drink some tea. Oh boy, so I've spent some time this morning while watching my races. I was thinking once again about the world famous Japanese anime trope about dropping the eraser. Now, the committee may remember that I am a big fan of Japanese erasers. This is hard to explain, but those white polymer erasers, I love them so much. I love the way they smell. I love the way they work. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, but you're so perfect in everything you do. Why would you ever need an eraser to undo mistakes? It's like, no. I don't make mistakes. No. I don't love the erasers because they're, you know, a writing accessory. I love the erasers because you can carve them into rubber stamps and they cut so easily and so wonderfully and they make such wonderful rubber stamps. That's the irony of it. And it's sort of doubly ironic because, you know, we have Japan, the culture of Hanko. And then they're also producing these erasers that they're exporting and they're getting into my hands, and then I'm making Hanko out of the erasers when I should just be getting Hanko. It doesn't make any sense, but... I fell in love with Japanese erasers a number of decades ago. Basically, by the time I was in college, I was sold. Oh, and speaking of college, oh my god, they had the classic blue and white monos for 45 cents in the bookstore. Holy crap. I should have bought more. I should have bought more. Maybe we should go buy some erasers today. Peppa, you want to get in the car, go to art supply stores and buy some erasers? Peppa says, no, what the hell are you talking about? So, once I started really watching anime, and especially shoujo anime, you know, every story takes place in high school, and every story... the two love interests have to sit by each other. And in every story, somebody accidentally knocks their eraser off the desk, and then the other person has to decide whether or not they want to pick it up and return it to their love interest or not. Oh, so great. And then, of course, in the anime Honda-kun... Oh, good, Pip is leaving. Go get some water. It's good for you. Oh, wait. In the anime Honda-kun, there's a slight variation on the eraser trope, and it becomes so awesome. I can't tell you, just because, spoiler alerts, I don't want to ruin it for you. If you haven't seen Honda-kun, it's good. So is Barakamon. Oh, these are related. Oh, but we're not here to talk about anime. We're here to talk about erasers. And, I gotta say that I'm kind of low. I'm short supplied when it comes to erasers. I've got none. But I don't really need any because I have good carving rubber. And I have blank blocks ready to go. Yeah, you can just buy... you can just go into any art supply store and buy a big chunk of printing rubber. You know, these are sheets that are they're pink rubber that looks like they should be made into erasers, and they're made by a company that I shouldn't mention, but they have a funny name because it sounds drug related. Let's just say it. Speedball printing products. Speedball. So I've got to go to the art supply store to get a speedball. But they make these sheets of rubber. They're pink. It looks like eraser. And they come in different sizes. You can get A4 or 8.5 by 11 or something like that. And you can get little ones. Anyway, what you do, if you have any brains at all, you get some mounting foam. You get some of this stuff. You slap it all together on a piece of scrap wood, and then you cut it up on your bandsaw, and then you carve it. And that's how you make rubber stamps. You're welcome. The irony is I almost have one of these in reach. There's one less than 60 centimeters away. If I were to sit up, I could probably grab it, sitting on that little table right there. A little block of wood that's probably 3.5 centimeters by 3 centimeters and 1.5 centimeters thick. And it's got pink rubber glued to it, and it's just sitting there waiting to be carved, waiting for me to get out some knives and start digging into it. And you know how much I love to knife. Oh, I love X-Acto knives, the classic number 11 blade, of course, but my true favorite is the number 10 blade. I've got all kinds of eraser carving tools. I got knives. I've got gouges. I've got all kinds of cool stuff. Why am I sitting here and not carving this eraser? Huh. And you know why that's sitting there? Originally, I gave that to somebody so that person could carve themselves a little stamp for letterboxing. because I'm a big letterboxer. It's kind of like geocaching, except without the GPS. But this block was returned to me at some point, and it's just been sitting around. And I thought, what the hell? What am I going to do with this thing? What am I going to do with this block of not quite yet a rubber stamp? And I thought, oh, I know. I could carve it into a rubber stamp. Brilliant. But what kind of stamp do I want to make? Well, somewhere around here, it might be on a napkin, or it might be on one of these... It might be in one of these pages of my notebook. Is it written on this napkin? No. But there's some hilarious stuff written on this napkin. Stuff that we have discussed on Dubious Goals Committee. Anyway. What rubber stamp do I need that I don't already have? Oh, of course I know what I need. I need one that says T. And when I say I need one that says T, I don't mean the English word T. I mean the Chinese character that of cha, right? I just need to carve a cha. Except it needs to be, you know, mirror image cha. What font do I want to use? Oh, it's a... Oh, it's a yeah, it's kanji carving time in my Japanese erasers. Kanji carving time. Won't that be fun, Pippa? Pippa's now sitting over there in the synth zone. She's not on the blanket, but now we can't synth, because if we go over there and start turning synths on, then she'll be there going, meow, meow, let's chew on this kitty spaghetti. Yeah, no, let's don't chew on this kitty spaghetti. That's not time, time. Jabonklins.
おい、急にどなり出したぞ。半田君に語りかけてるんだ。危ないぞ。外が騒がしいな。半田から私がどれだけ苦しんだか分かりますか。いいえ、分かるはずなどないでしょう。あなたを思うと消しゴムが使えなくて勉強も手につかないの。
I love that so much. That's the Eraser song from the anime Handa-kun. And it's so great because this... Well, hello once again, space adventurers. My name is Tobe. It's 1930 UTC. You're listening to Anon Radio. You're not going to believe what I was just about to do. I was going to go to the BMX races again, and so I did. There's a frog. Hi, froggy. So I went to the BMX races. I showed up only to find out that there are no BMX races today. Well... That's good to know after the fact, I guess. And well, since the BMX races were really close to Herrenhaven, I thought, well, we might as well go to Herrenhaven then to do this. So today you are not listening to an episode of the Dubious Bicycle Committee. You are just listening to me walk through the woods once again on another budget nature expedition.
Now here's the stupid thing. Somehow I managed to forget my camera as I was walking up.
Scene breaks into song, right? It becomes a speaking English today, real good, Tob. Nandeska. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, erasers. They're fun. Oh yeah, so the girl starts singing and it becomes this musical number. And then in the background come walking in four giant erasers that now have arms and legs and faces, and they start singing background. And they're the guys singing, "We are eraser boys." Anthropomorphic erasers.
We are eraser boys.
I can't get enough of it. Is that going to be the new thing? No. To the beef.
Beef stroganoff. Beef bourguignon. Irish beef stew. Beef brisket. Chateaubriand. Sauerbraten. Roast beef. Catalonian beef ragu. Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
And then it sucks.
All right, welcome back to Bowling for Cows. My name's Tobe, and I'm drinking tea. Oh, it's so good. Delicious. Well, we just heard Jimmy Jazz by The Clash from the album London Calling. Highly recommend it. A classic album. You need to own it if you don't already. Put it on your list. Right, so where was I? Oh, yeah. Erasers. Yes, I am obsessed with Erasers. Japanese racers in particular. And not only just the monos, the mono, carvable into rubber stamps erasers, the very eraser of the shoujo anime trope. But I also like those Iwako erasers, the Iwako brand, and they have those little erasers that are in the shape of little cute animals. They're so kawaii! And they're like little puzzles. You can take them apart and you can put them back together because that's what children need to distract themselves from school. Little animal-shaped erasers that you can take apart. Now you might be wondering, Tobe, why don't you have any, like, you know, Gundam erasers? Well, I don't know if they exist. They should. I mean, let's take a step back and think about it here for a second. The Japanese love their erasers. They make great erasers. They do great stuff. They make little animals. The Japanese also love giant robots and making plastic models of giant robots. They also love Godzilla. Why can't I get a Godzilla eraser? Why can't I get Gundam erasers? Why can't I get a Char Aznable Red Zaku 2 erases 3 times faster than all regular erasers? Is it just me? It can't just be me. This tea is good. Anyway, I'm the kind of person who gets excited as he is scanning through the TV listings. And that's when I see a movie. It's called Eraser. Whoa, I want to watch a movie that's 2 hours long about erasers. No, it's not about erasers. It's about Arnold Schwarzenegger. Boo. And Vanessa Williams. Yay! And, yeah, it's not about erasers. There's no erasers in it. There's no eraser songs. And you sure as hell don't hear anybody say, "We are Eraser Boys."
We are Eraser Boys. We are Eraser Boys.
Sex a thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sex a thing. Give my heart gladly yesterday.
Love hot chocolate, and I love that song, You Sexy Thing. So classic and so great. I was debating there for a little bit. Should I play Hot Chocolate? Should I play some Ohio Players? Then I started thinking Commodores. You know, I don't think we're getting enough Ohio Players on the Dubious Skulls committee. We need to rectify that. Let's just write that down here. Let's grab the old Adelaide Crows ballpoint pen here. This is the wrong napkin. And then we gotta grab the... Where's the napkin? There it is. And then we gotta write Ohio Players. And maybe we'll hear some of that tomorrow. Who knows? I'll probably forget. I'll probably think, hey, what are we gonna... What kind of music should we play for Dubious Skulls Committee today? And then I'll think, hey, didn't I have a napkin where I wrote that down? Yeah, where'd I put that napkin? Well, it's right here right now, but who knows? It probably won't be here in 24 hours. That's for true. And hopefully I won't spill anything in the next 24 hours, then use this napkin to wipe. That's why I'm wearing this shirt today. That's why I have my gray shirt on that's falling apart and not my sort of purplish maroon shirt that's falling apart.